Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Crystal Mike Presents Makeup Sex. Tonight we will engage in sensual and erotic poetry. No whole bars tonight, boys. Get those fire pieces ready to share as we make this mic trip with your host, Aziz the Pulmonologist, and co-host Subliminal. That call-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to be provocative and make this mic drip.
You are equipped with succulent lips and those four-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie-eyed naughty root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, did me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Make my mic drip. You're tripping, you got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographics has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I'm missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my mist at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
So, Subliminal. Subliminal.
What?
Wait, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, something is wrong in our home. You playing in your phone, keep cutting your eyes. I'm cracking jokes, no replies, and your face is long. So how you gonna tell a king about his throne? You getting at me with this little snazzy tone in your voice. You better check the amount of time that you felt inclined to answer me. Keep playing with me, and I'm gonna see what really got you tripping with me. Viciously, your attitude on swag, but you still seated next to me. Cutting your eyes with silent treatment, but you know that sexy shit kind of gets to me. See, when it's unease, ain't no agree to disagree. Meet me between the sheets where we settle whatever misstated facts, whatever got you acting like that. See, I was trying to relax. 2K19 on PS4, lost cause you throwing me off track. And did I just see your lip smack? Lay the fuck on your motherfucking back. You about to be my motherfucking snack. And don't you say motherfucking jack, because you know we rock like that.
Yes, my lip smack. It's date night, not game night. Pin me up against the wall. Do naughty things to me. Spank me, tackle me, nigga, please. Your shaft is my treasure. Between the sheets is where we need to be. Letting my butter rum coat your tongue. Cocoa-colored thighs around your neck. Arching my back, pulling on your dreads. I need my fix. I need your hands controlling this masterpiece. A opens my mouth. B flicks my tongue. X pulls the invisible string, spreading my legs. You're taking too long. Smoke one, drink one. Now bring me my tongue, ravage me. Tear my clothes off. Embrace me in your loving arms. Tonight, I want to be at the mercy of your imagination. Lay me on my back like I'm a spoiled brat is not where I'm at. This is no holds barred on this fat cat because we rock like that.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm digging the initiative of your positive chemistry. I mean, it's obvious, B, but right now your anatomy is appealing to me. Your pen is a blend of beautiful spill, so when I drink your ink, my tongue becomes thrilled, mouth filled as your drip tastes like calligraphy on my lips. The engineering of your hips programs my stiff with how you shift giftedly. I got those legs bent backwardly so that your body is shaped like the letter V. I mean, I love you immensely, but right now your pussy is the enemy. I'm itching to reverberate through your trenches so deep that now it's a game of inches. Your walls clenches my extension, but that won't stop me from digging and don't think I ain't feeling nailed all in my back. Fingertips pinching me. Our beef is with ecstasy. Physically, your sexy has me like a hyena, drooling and fiending. Our issue still has a steam in this arena getting mad. See, you're built like Serena in the ass, thick as shit, quick at talking trash, and I can't let that pass. Graciously, I accept your dripping gesture. I treasure your pleasure because it's a soothing pressure. However, your texture is so tight, I have to withstand early flight with all my might. And with your appetite, we both know that that pressure burst pipes. When anger and lust between us is the ultimate instigator, our greater nature makes us turn to exchanging trust and trust. This is the exercise that becomes our mediator. So later, for the stressing, I'm for stretching you out. This bout is a heavyweight match. My stroke will pin you to the mat. When you're being a brat, cause oh, you know, we rock like that.
This brat wants you to please this wet, tight pussy. Make me scream while I cream and beg for more. Fuck me until I come, erupting in orgasm bliss, passing out, then fuck me some more. Rhythmatically licks and sucks, gradually arriving, soft, moan, skipping, breathing, engaging, throbs, moving in feverish haste. Metathetically consistent motions from your shaft to my clit. I feel like a beggar who desires nothing but share change. Fighting resistance, intoxicating kisses, entangled thrust. You gnaw, you growl my name from the back of your throat. This absolute immersion of penetration, conversation ignites and burns, puts ropes. No words spoken, vow to each other. Our only crime is this passionate flame, parting my pink velvet, sliding your smooth vessel, securing my cream. Rush of sensation, passion's equation flood my brain. It's a thin line between pleasure and pain, nibbling and sucking. Oh, yes, deep thrusting, bringing my reality out of my dreams. Stop with that chatter. Nothing else matters. Consign your name on my highness. She's pulsating and throbbing. A glutton for punishment, embracing for defeat, there's no need to chat. So don't hold back on the reins because we rock like that.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another phenomenal evening on Drift the Mic. That was myself, Agnes the Pomonologist. And your beautiful, sexy co-host, Subliminal, with the work of folks. That was our contribution piece to the theme of the night, which is makeup sex. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 646-378-0355. Press in and get provocative. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the theme of the show is makeup sex, so I hope you have those hot ready pieces for us. But before I go any further, I would be remiss if I don't introduce the lovely and beautiful Subliminal.
Good evening, everyone. I am so happy, everyone, to be with us this evening. Are we ready tonight, pulmonologists, for this makeup sex? I don't think they are.
Wow, I don't think so either. I mean, I can only hope so. I mean, after all, it is makeup sex. So we're going to see what type of naughty thoughts that our listeners has when it comes to this makeup sex issue. You know, you and I, we've had our rounds. You know, we go back and forth. And So you know what we bring. We know what we bring to the table, but I'm anxious to see if there are others out there like us. What do you think? What is your thoughts on the subject?
I'm not sure if people are like that with us. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we're about to find out in just a few seconds. So how about we bring on our first caller?
Okay. So who is, matter of fact, who is our first caller?
I believe our first caller is none other than Dr. Love.
Dr. Love in the building. Welcome, King. Thank you once again for coming by. How are you this evening?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored, my brother. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, man. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better, my brother.
Oh, we're good, Dr. Love. So, makeup
set. I believe. Oh, well, first of all, before I go any further, man, Dr. Love, I have to tell you, man, the way you left this mic tripping last week, my brother, you did that, and appreciate you for coming by and just personifying what tripped the mic.
Oh, no problem. Mama. Thank you all for having me. It was good to bless the mic and make it drip, drop.
Yes, that's right. This week either. Matter of fact, with that being said, Subliminal, did you have a question that you wanted to ask Dr. Love?
Dr. Love.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
The mic is yours, King.
As the water vapors glisten around her body, as I watch from the doorway, watching her through the twisted glass of the shower, as she moved the soapy sponge over her body, tilting her head back to the wet, her long sandy black hair, I unfastened my belt and kicked my pants off. The metal buckle hit the floor with a high-pitched clank. I pulled my shirt off over my head, tossing it on the floor next to her, clothing. I opened the shower door. Her head jerked in surprise. I pulled my boxers down before I stepped in the shower. She leaned against the side of the shower wall, the towel chillingly cold beneath her back, her body heated by the warm shower curtains. The hot water was beneath my skin. I brought her chin up with my finger. Her eyes were a beautiful shade of gray with flecks of green and blue. Slowly, I moved my hands up and down her slick side, my fingers grazing from her breasts down to the thickness of her waist and all over her hips. My tongue ran over her lips, parting them and pushing its way inside her mouth. My tongue swirled around hers, exploring the familiar terrain of her mouth. She tilted her head to the side and grabbed my ass. Now I'm about to go deep down south. She moaned slightly around my tongue as my hand rubbed over her pussy. Gingerly, my fingertips tickled her there. I parted her pussy hairs, lips with my fingers moving it up and down her wet, slippery slope. I moved my head down, briefly flicking the wrist, hard nipples with my tongue passing over her flat stomach. I nuzzled my nose in the small bush of hair on top of her pussy. On my knees, God, I'm begging you, I looked up and down her hot slit. The shower was water. It was hot and running from her stomach down all over her pussy. I nuzzled her pussy with my nose, smelling her sweet scent. I slowly pushed my tongue in and out of a dripping, wet cunt, cum all up and down her throat, her hips pushing into my face as my warm tongue filled the entrance to her tight hole. I pushed my tongue in and out a little faster this time, sliding over her clit each time. She ran her fingers through my wet, black hair, pushing my head into her pussy with her hands. I wrapped my arms around her waist, squeezing her slippery ass from behind. Now that's what I like to call drip time. I circled her clit with the tip of my tongue. Ooh, Lord, lovely. I flipped over her clit with my tongue. The shower water made the sex so wet, dripping, swim or run. Softly, I blew in her ear, my hot breath sending shivers up to her body. As it hit the wetness, I wrapped my lips around her, sucking gently, flicking my tongue on and off. The gushing shower water drowned her soft moans out. I push two fingers inside of her, starting slowly, then getting faster, moving them in and out as I sucked her hard, clit. Her hips buckled as my face thrashed her clit with my tongue and jammed my fingers down her throat in her tight hole. Her wetness drenched my fingers. Oh, God, yes, she whimpered as I started to fuck her harder, pushing and pulling in out faster with more force. I carried her out the shower, her body light and frail in my strong arms. I laid her down the bed, drying her with a bath towel. Delicately, I patted her body dry and kissed her. Then I rested beside her, and she fell asleep in my arms. That's that piece.
Yo, the image in that. Go ahead, Sublima. You go ahead.
That's where all my towels went. I knew there was a trail of water dripping from somewhere.
He's a fool. I knew that's where it went. That's what I was
looking
for.
I knew that's where my towels went.
Yeah, no, that imagery right there.
Maintenance ready for you today.
Yeah, well, you called that one out. You did call that one out, Subliminal. I mean, the imagery in that, my brother. the way you painted that picture, wow, dope piece, as you always do every week, man. That imagery was just on point, bro. You did that.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'm going to take a shot.
Go on and take a shot. Subliminal, I know you need it.
I wouldn't really.
So watch it. While she's taking her shot, my brother, like we had last week, I hope you enjoyed your room last week. We're going to go ahead and check you in to Hotel Drift and Mike, my brother. Another phenomenal weekend lined up. We only have the best for you, VIP service, all of that. So, man, go ahead. Go check in with the clerk. Get yourself ready. And last week, man, I think they said you took one of our robes, man. Like, don't let that happen this week, brother.
I'll be sure to leave it before I leave, you know.
Yeah,
make
you do that, man.
Make myself at home.
All right, my brother. Thank you for coming back. Go ahead and get checked in. All
right.
Wow. Did you hear that?
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, you know, you should have known. Dr. Mel, when he comes through, that's how he's coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Marky Mark on Facebook. This brother, he really brings us Dr. Love every week. So, man, we're going to keep the show rolling. We got callers in queue. We got people wanting to get on the mic and drip it, talk about this makeup sex subject. So, hey, who do we have next on the mic? Subliminal?
We have Chi-Town. I think Chi-Town is working.
Hello? What's up, little
bro? Chicago Slim in the house. What's up, my brother?
Chicago
man?
Slim. What's going on? You know, hey, I'm going to be real quick. You know, I don't do no poetry, but Dr.
Yes,
Love just made me want to go get some pussy.
Yo, y'all, this is my big butt. Appreciate you, man. I love you, man. I really appreciate you calling in to show that love, man. This brother is, man. This brother is crazy, man.
No doubt.
Man, what a surprise, brother. What a surprise. I didn't even know. I saw your hand. I'm like, wait a minute. I know this brother ain't coming in, but.
Just had to get on the bike. You know what I'm saying? Represent a little, bro. I love what y'all doing. Keep it going.
Yeah, I hope
much blessings.
In the show, my brother. You're enjoying the show, and thank you so much. Really appreciate that, King. I really appreciate that, King. And this is the Queen Subliminal. She is the Queen of the Palace. So,
great.
Hey,
how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. But you raise that hammer, I'll pull you in every time.
Uh-oh.
You have
been warned. Okay. How great.
Thank you for coming by.
No problem, no problem. Well, you know, I'm going to stay listening on this, you know, stay on the mic listening to you guys. Do your thing.
Right. The room is forward, but we're going to go ahead and get you checked in with one of the special suites, man. To go ahead. Since you made the trip, you traveled all the way down here, man, to be with us for us, man. We're going to go ahead and get you checked in. So we're going to have you sit back, go chill with the clerk for a minute. She's going to get you checked in, and where you can just listen to the show via satellite, my brother.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Much love to you all.
All right, much love to you, man. I love you, boy.
Love you, too. All right.
You didn't tell kid not to call in like that? I thought I trained you better.
I try to warn people, but they don't listen. They don't listen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drift the Mic presents Makeup Sex. The call-in number 646-378-0355. Press 1 to Drift the Mic. I am your host, Aziz, the pulmonologist. The quarterback in this thing with me is always sexy, always beautiful, subliminal in the building. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am enjoying myself. Are you enjoying yours?
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. The show is going well. People coming through. We have some good music to start off the show. I don't know. Well, what do we have next? Do we have another artist that wants to come in and make the mic trip?
Well, before we make that mic drip with this next artist, I want you to make it drip. So I'm going to ask you this question. Can you make this mic drip?
I've been told that I can make the mic drip from time to time. So let me see what I can make happen.
The mic is yours.
Tonight, it's my pleasure to indulge my duty to make your temple feel beautiful. Providing adventurous comfort to your vitamin P is essential to accenting your sensual. I've been known to make your soul move with groove, so when you moan, it's like your octave has plagiarized the smooth tunes of Najee's saxophone. And your tone is music to my ear, so I will atone for the wrongs done to your anatomy. And this is the motivation that has me here. So excuse my rush. If I pour you straight from the tub, your body still filled with subs, spin you down, push my face in your love. Because in my head, I've been replaying visions of your back shots more than my favorite clip on Pornhub. So I ask for your understanding. My urge to purge in you has my expansion grandstanding, demanding that I impede on your standards. Feasting you like dinner, but I have no table manners. Because my oral is impolite. Splashes and messes haunts my past, and I don't see that changing tonight. Fruit is in my sight. It's only right I savagely indulge in your delight. Unsustained mic, this is a statue person could get at you. Your temperature has you pushing the dial way past its highest point. Your joint has me floating like kush when I push buffness in you. I rush to stuff you and I trust you to be up to the challenge. Balance every inch of my talent with your prize. Your funnel cloud inside suction my stride when we collide. My surfboard rides your riptide into your water spray like a maverick wave. Inspecting your cave is testing my man-made athletics. Engraving my shape in your display makes you sweat out those name-brand cosmetics. I know Mac cost a grip, but don't slip, I'll get it. But don't let it be the excuse for a truce, because your juice has met more than I expected now that it's loose. The soil of your garden blooms and has me consumed in your spring weather. In tune with your treasure, we measure for it. Each other's fertilization, your verbalization is words that are all vials and expresses anticipation. My appreciation is patient. I no longer leave you waiting. Our equal patience has us taken and makes us trade ejaculations, creating this soothing situation. And peace.
Soothing situation, huh?
That would be one of those. That's what it do. I mean, did you have any objections to that, or I mean?
Oh no, none whatsoever. I'm gonna
need a towel. What we do here, ladies and gentlemen, we trip the mic. So, if you are here and you want to make our mic drip, raise those hands. Let us know. Make us know.
I see some callers in the building. Oh, I see some callers. I see some callers that want to make this mic drip. So, I don't know. Let's pull in the next caller.
Who do we have next? Well, our next caller is Lily 8, Misbehaving.
Hi.
Hey, Misbehaving. How are you?
I'm getting it warm.
Oh, we are good. We are great. Thank you for coming by. Tonight, our theme is makeup sex. So, Misbehaving, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you make this mic drip?
I don't try.
Okay. The mic is yours, Queen.
This thing doesn't go with the theme. Is that okay?
It's open mic.
Okay. So this piece is titled Personals. Whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours, Queen.
California personals. Women seeking men. Status single. Body full figure. That melanin, though. 5'1", age 50. Single bestie buxom beauty in search of an attractive single man to engage in coitus. This ain't a game because my pleasure is nothing to play with. It's a must that this indecent proposal is kept strictly between us. See, I am a woman of a particular age, and needless to say, I know what I want, and I'm not afraid to ask for it. Hell, closed mouths don't get fed, and this cougar needs her protein. Sure, some people may feel that my hunt for a mind-blowing orgasm is an act of desperation. Or what do the kids call it these days? Thirsty? Well, nothing quenches mama's thirst more than a good, hard, juicy nut. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. I want that ass slapping, hair pulling, disrespectful, calling a motherfucker out her goddamn name, choke a bitch out having, trying my damnedest not to tap down, not to be the kinder lining out of my pussy nut. Yeah, that. This isn't a conscious coupling, more of a mutual handcuffing of my hands gripping the headboard as I ride your surfboard, catching the highest of waves. I know that my black ass can't swim. I know this. But I'm willing to risk life and limb to go under and deep sea dive on that dick. Hands and tits, lips on your stick, and oh, shit. I won't spit, baby, but I will swallow it up and take one for the team. I don't ask for much. Just a tall cup of black coffee, strong and hot, that can hit that spot. Something to go with this thick chocolate cake. But make no mistake, if I'm out of coffee, milk goes great with sweets too. This is an equal opportunity screw. So men of all nationalities, I'm looking for you. And if you feel that you're the man who can satisfy all of my erotic needs, please send photos and our videos of your instrument to lltakesitlikeachamp@fuckyougood.com. So we can collab and make beautiful music together. Okay? All right. Hope that we can come together soon. Bye-bye. Set piece.
That was a fun. Oh, man. That was a very fun and just vivid flow. Oh, man. You seem like you really enjoyed that self. But even more important than that, I like how you pinpointed your womanhood. Like, listen, check this out. I am of certain age, and you have to understand. I know exactly what it is I'm looking for, and don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
Can you give the email address that you want them to send it to again? I want to make sure you get those pictures. Ha, right. LL takes it like a king every day. Fuck you there. Got time. Got time. God damn, I'm tongue tied.
Gotta make sure you get those pictures.
Right, right. Yeah, pictures, visuals are important.
They're very, very important. Very, very nice piece. Very nice piece. I rather enjoy that one. Wow.
Yeah, that was misbehaving. Ladies and gentlemen, she came in misbehaving. So just to give you, you know, an idea of what she's coming with. Misbehaving, what do you have going on? Do you have any things going on? I know you do your open mic. What is the second and third Thursdays in Vallejo, right?
Yeah, second and fourth Thursday in Vallejo. Yeah, Poetry by the Bay at 342 Georgia in the Oddfellas Hall. Second floor. Just came back from Poetry Fest. That was cool. And that's about it.
Wow. Yes, I definitely have to get out there. I would probably be out there for your second one. I know I was supposed to make it last night, but I would definitely get there tonight. But in the meantime, I thank you, and I am blessed that you came by the show and blessed us with making our mic drip. For that,
appreciate the platform.
Yes, absolutely. And for that, we're going to go ahead and get you checked in to Hotel Drift and Mike. We have a special key waiting for you for a VIP room. Go ahead and get checked in. Sit back, turn on the radio, and just listen to the rest of the phenomenal poets that come through and bless this mic. Can you do that for us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was misbehaving. Came through really misbehaving. Did you get that email?
I did. Just in case anybody else wants that that email, please let me know. I'll drop it into your inbox.
I got a feeling a few people going to be needing that, so keep that on hand.
I will just keep that one on hand.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I see some hands raised, and
okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to let you wiggle out of that one for right now. Who do we have?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'll be talking to you in a little while.
Yes, sir. So this next artist on the mic is Poetic.
Oh. Definitely bring Poet in the building.
Hey, what's going on? How is everyone doing over here? It's ripping the mic.
My brother, thank you for coming through once again. Listen, man, I don't even have to ask what you're getting ready to do. This brother has been up in his level every show, so I just hope Subliminal is prepared for what you were about to do. But how are you, my brother? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm phenomenal, man. I'm phenomenal. Glad to be here, man. I've been listening into the whole show. Couldn't wait to get in the house so that I could spit. I heard Dr. Love killing it and misbehaving. Woo. And then y'all with your collab piece. Oh, man. Hey, Subliminal.
Hey, Poetic. I'm digging in. I'm digging in. I'm getting ready.
You getting ready? Okay.
I'm getting ready.
So, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I believe Subliminal has a question that she would like to ask you.
All right.
Poetic.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
I most certainly can. I most certainly can. The title of this piece is called Makeup Sex.
Oh.
Baby, I'm sorry. I don't want you to worry. Listen, we had a miscommunication. Let me not tarnish our reputation. Come here with your fine ass. Let me kiss and hold you, not so fast. I know we mad, but baby, I'm so glad. I can pin your hands above your head, pick you up and carry you to our bed. While you biting my lip, my finger done slip. slip those panties to the side, playing with those juicy pussy lips just right, and your wetness oozing onto my fingers. Ooh, you so tight. As my tongue is dancing with your tongue, you grip my fingers and tighten those thighs, not for fun. This about to be some serious makeup sex. No voodoo or a hex, just angry, passionate lovemaking, apologizing, giving and taking, punishment and pleasure, coming and biting forbidden fruit's treasure. The hot, steamy scents of our juices, mixing and from the apologetic, poetic flow induces more intense birthing and labor pains that soothe the passion of our nastiest desires with great gain. Toes curling and lip biting, back scarring and eye rolling, laying you on the bed and slowly sliding in that wet, juicy oasis of heaven, thrusting in and out. Soft moans at first, in and out. Moist and wet, dripping wet. Is this the moment? Foreplay is all throughout in this session. As I pull out and you taste you off of me with sexy precision, damn you nasty. She says, yes, but baby, I'm also tasty. I can't help but crave you, so when we argue, I just want you more and more. Baby, ride this dick and take control. Not so fast. Slow it down and feel each stroke, baby. Control. As you grind and sweat all over me, you grip them walls again so tightly. This is the best, so no, you can never be my ex, because I will always want to have makeup sex in peace.
Man,
I'm just gonna snap. Then your words are impressive every time you hit that mic.
Thank you, Subliminal. I appreciate that.
Man, that cadence was just on point. I just love how you just took it over, brother. Just love how you just took it over and just put that power in your voice. But you kept it smooth. You know, you didn't have to get out your character to get your point across, and I just love that. I just love that about your whole flow anyway. But that cadence right there on that piece was just on point. And makeup sex, my brother, I'm so honored about the title. So honored.
Absolutely, thank man. Hey, man, you know I was going to come through and honor the show title, man. You already know. You know how we do. Amen.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Speaking of.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you have going on immediately after this show?
Man, listen, this show has been stewing on me since I call her troublemaker, Natasha Chanel, has graced the studio at Let's Talk About It last week, talking about men don't listen. So tonight I have two co-hosts. I have the haiku queen herself, fresh off of Black Poetry Fest, Miss Kim B. Miller.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
gonna have, yes sir, and I'm gonna have Natasha Chanel, cause she gonna have to defend her point on multiple levels.
Yeah. This is gonna have to defend.
Yeah, man. So, ladies, bring your pieces on why men don't listen. And, fellas, bring your pieces on why we do listen. Because this is a show that you don't want to miss. We're going to get mad at each other, and we're going to have plenty of makeup sex in July. But we're going to get mad at each other all June.
Here comes the drama. Here comes the drama.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen,
brother.
You heard it here on Epiphany Radio. Let's talk about it immediately following this show.
Yes, yes.
Well, you want to give the listeners the dial-in number so they can
absolutely
contribute too.
Definitely. The dial-in number, y'all, is 319-527-6300. And press 1 to talk about it. Subliminal and Aziz, my brother, my sister, I appreciate y'all. Dynamic show, man. I'm going to listen until I can't listen no more, but I love it, love it, love it. Another
thank
successful
you, King,
show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, my brother. But we're going to get you. We're going get you prepared for your show. We're going to slide you up into one of these rooms real quick, my brother. And my brother, we will see you there, because I'm not going to get you lumped up like they tried to do you last week, my brother. I promise you that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, all right, Keith.
All right, man. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was poetic. Oh, man, that brother just brought it. He just brought it with makeup sex. And I know y'all heard that. Oh, wow. Wow, what a phenomenal show. This thing is rocking and rolling, baby. Man, I don't know what else to say. I'm honored and blessed. Subliminal, what are you doing over there?
I am enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying the show.
Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to ask me? Yes.
Yeah. Can you, Subliminal, can you make this mic drip?
I'm always ready to make the mic drip, but I need you to title this one when I'm done.
I got you.
This makeup sex is sweaty and wet. If we make it to the bed, you see, this leash around my neck keeps me in check while my king releases his stress. His tongue and fingers only betray the heat for a queen of hearts to a king of spades. Painted patterns from our passionate escapes left discarded clothing trails along the way. Rhythm and movement swirling and rolling in an uncanny display. Kama Sutra positions got us panting and murmuring as we embrace. Standing naked, basking in chemistry. Canvassing my body with kinetic energy. Aroused and erect, kneeling in silence before his altar. Altar of lust to satisfy his thirst. Dripping his tongue inside, savoring the flavor, fumbling my clit after his first lick, palming my hips, tightening his grip. You're not forgiven yet. Like a cool breeze from an open window, your mouth honored my chest, teasing my erect breast. Fuck, my king knows how to handle me. Flipping me over, tough and rough, because I love that shit. Hand stretched over the bed, up and over my head, pushing my face into the bed as he spreads my legs, unaware of his plan, as he thrusts my dick in. Mouth locked, nostrils flaring as I arch my back in satisfaction. He fucked me strong, he fucked me long. His command was intoxicating, but still not enough for this makeup sex. Mustering more energy, turning me over, a low moan escapes me as he places his throbbing erection in my mouth. Your gutter talk spews all my rage, leaving me wanting revenge. Striving for your approval, my swirling tongue sends an SOS to your limb. Like a thief in the night, I took your cum. But surprise, not ending all our beef between these sheets. This round is over. Stroking you softly, asking, are you ready for round three? And that's my piece.
Well, after that, I am definitely, definitely ready for round three. And the title that I came up for that is Pinned Aggression, with pinned having a double meaning, because we are poets. You know, that's your pinned up aggression, but also the same pinned up aggression. So I think that's what that should be, pinned aggression.
I like that title. I like that title.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic Presents Makeup Sex. We are approaching the top of the hour. the call-in number, 646-378-0355. Press 1 and get provocative and make this mic drip. I am your host, Aziz, the pulmonologist. My beautiful co-host is Subliminal. We are here to make this mic drip tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So far, you have been coming through making this mic drip, absolutely. I'm having a great time. My co-host, I'm sure she's having a great time too.
Every minute of it, yes.
Yes. So while we are approaching at the top of the hour, Subliminal, do you want to tell the audience what we're going to go ahead and do next?
We are going to play Untouched by Miss April J. Armstrong. And then once that is through, we'll go back to hearing our poets.
Ladies
do you
and
agree?
Gentlemen, absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the poetess April J. Armstrong.
Thick and slow as molasses in my ear, his voice drizzled over me, adorned me as decadent caramel over my dessert. I became inebriated. All I could say is it's his ways. His eyes resonated through thighs, whispering deeper and deeper in places where chastity no longer resides. My body's inflamed. I'm aroused. A sex-merized daze. His scent invades. Amazed by his determination, the inspiration of his exterior has my sex feeling slightly inferior from a quiet confidence in nightly relevance to erotic positions resulting in numerous completions through convulsions and orgasmic spasms, and he hasn't even touched me yet. And yet he hasn't even touched me. And in orgasmic spasms, convulsions through completions, numerous in resulting erotic positions, the nightly relevance and quiet confidence, my sex feeling slightly inferior from his exterior inspiration. Determination has me amazed. His scent invades a sex-merized daze. I'm aroused. My body's inflamed. In places where chastity no longer resides, whispering deeper and deeper through thighs, resonating in his eyes. All I could do is say is it's his. I became inebriated. Over my dessert, decadent caramel adorned me. His voice drizzled over me as molasses in my ear, thick and slow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was poetess April J. Armstrong. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the top of the hour. The call-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to drip the mic. Subliminal.
Yes. You
bring
ready
in
for
the next caller.
I think I'm gonna bring in Miss VIP.
Miss VIP.
Hello, Miss VIP.
Hello, Subliminal. Hello, Aziz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Woo. Y'all got the mic is dripping and it's hot.
Yes.
It sure is.
And I got the feeling that you're not going to make it any drier around here.
Well, now, I'm supposed to be sticking to the topic, so that's what I'm going to do.
So, Ms. VIP.
Don't do nothing else.
Yes, sir.
Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. I think I can. This is an untitled piece, and please forgive the background noise because sometimes I'm not heard in my apartment, so I have to like be half in and half out. But here goes.
All right.
We were supposed to not let the sun go down on our anger. As I finished the laundry, hanging my shirt on the hanger, tears are streaming from my eyes. We always end this way after we argue. It's no surprise. You walk out leaving me in tears, again exposing all my insecurities and fears. Why do we keep falling out? This can't be what our love's about. You come back and face me, tip my chin up, look me in my eyes and kiss me. I'm helpless to resist, because your lips always fill me with bliss. I try not to feel like I care. I break away, but you grab my arm and pull me to you. I can't resist your charm. Baby, I'm sorry, you say. Yes, me too, but we can't go on this way. Why do we argue? Maybe I should leave. Baby, please. If you did, I'd grieve. Without you, I can't breathe. I tried not to melt at that, so I sat on the bed to take in what he said. My mind is in a state of vex. We fuss and argue, then have makeup sex. His hard dick gets my attention quick. I'm already wet with desire. It's never weak. I need no other man. He gets on his knees, slides my thong to the side, licks my nether lips and clit. I'm moaning, oh, shit. After I come a couple of times, he knows he's getting some. He plunges in and all is well. My pussy loves it. My lips swell. He knows I love a death on top, but he is pounding me, choking me, making me come over and over. I scream his name and my walls grip him hard. He moans and I know he feels the same. Skin slapping climax is happening. What the fuck are we mad about? All I know is he ain't going anywhere. Makeup sex is great as all get out. MP.
So.
She's so mad.
Subliminal, you remember what we're here. Yeah, well, that's not a secret. That's not a secret. But you know what I noticed about VIP? She's kind of sneaky nasty. Like she plays the role. Right. And then all of a sudden she just comes at you with it, like wow. Just hit you out of nowhere with it.
Well, try to play that role. Well, now y'all know I'm a dichotomy. Come on. I'm professional in the daytime and freaky at night. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my drink, too. I have it right on the table, subliminal. So I'm ready.
I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you.
Yeah.
That's it. So, Ms. VIP, that was a very, very wonderful and vivid piece. Why don't you let the audience and listeners know what you have going on?
Well, on tomorrow night is the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. And I do believe the subject is what's your secret confession? So that's going to be hot. And somebody's going to go left, and it ain't going to be me first. I'll go left in a little while, you know, afterwards. And then next Wednesday, we're off. The Love Zone is out, but we'll be back the week after next.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Lord knows what this subject is going to be, but I'll let you guys know so everybody can have their drinks and socks off and everything else off beforehand.
Right. Yeah, everything else, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right.
Well,
great show, you
we
two.
Thank
great
you.
Show. I'm loving it
thank
every
you,
week.
Baby.
I look forward to it.
Yes.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
And we just get started.
Okay.
So,
Lord have mercy.
You on,
I'm gonna be alcoholic right. by the time y'all finish.
Oh wow. Yes, yes, it only get worse. But yeah. You are Miss VIP, so of course you get the VIP treatment around here.
All right. I'll take that.
You already know who you are. Front desk. Go ahead, check in. We have you on the list, and we are going to get you one of our best rooms. We want you to kick back, enjoy yourself, enjoy the rest of the show.
I got a question before I go.
Yes.
Are there any batteries waiting for me? Are there some doors still upstairs? You know how it goes.
Didn't know what to say to that, but we could get you some up there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Please don't take the ones out of the fire detector. That would be the marshal will shut us down. So we promise you, we will get you some right up there immediately.
All right, that's what's up. Right. All right, you two have a good one.
VIP, one love.
You too, Miss VIP.
One love, one mic. All right.
Wow, man.
Did you hear that I asked for some batteries? So, come through here, just Miss Flagman.
Yeah, man. Oh, they are coming through here tonight, and they are cutting the food. They are cutting the food. Wow.
They are acting a fool.
Yes, yes, they are. I am enjoying the show. Wow. I mean, this is only our second show, and wow, I feel so blessed, and I feel so honored by how it's going. People are coming through, they dropping their spit, they letting it be known. Man, this is Drifting Mike Presents Makeup Sex.
Yes, Makeup Sex. So, I have another question for you.
You have another question for me?
Uh-huh.
I'm all ears.
You ready? You all ears?
I am. Yeah.
How did you like our collab?
How do I like our collab?
Yes.
I loved it. I loved it. It was fun to make with you. I love how we were able to connect and just bounce our ideas off each other and meet in one place. I loved it.
I guess I will go ahead and do Murder, She Wrote's piece since she sent it in to me last night.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yes. Because she could not, ladies and gentlemen, she's making her living right now. So you know, we always respect that. So she couldn't be with us this evening. However, she did send a piece of hers over before Subliminal to spit. So
I hope I do it justice, Murder. I'm trying to remember your cadence. I may be a little off, but. She didn't title this, so maybe we both can title this when I'm done.
Okay.
Okay. I remember that night I was in town. You were down. I swore you off, but you broke through the gate. No matter what the stakes, I tried to keep my distance. But with you, there was no resistance. You were a gentleman. You tried the pleasantries. You wanted to please me. Finally, we were alone. The smoke was thick. We were in our own zone. The lights turned off. The music turned up. I hit the blunt. You lit the candle. See, I was chilling, barely swaying my hips to your song. It's been way too long. I felt you from behind. No time to unwind. Hands on my thigh. I was instantly wet, but I wasn't ready yet. Soon I realized that it didn't matter. It wasn't about romance tonight. It was about showing me you were a man, about showing me I was yours and where you stand. So stand, you did, as you picked me up.
I wrap my legs around your waist. You threw me against the wall. In that moment, I wasn't scared of heights. I knew I wasn't going to fall. You slid right in. I was so tight. You thrust till I felt right. Then you fucked me so hard up against that wall. Then threw me down, fucked me from behind. One hand on my ass, one hand on my thigh. Didn't wait for me to get dry. You split me over, made me hold my legs. You played with it. You loved to hear me beg. Then you sucked my pussy juices up like it was a peach, twice bitten. Fingers in every hole. I was screaming out of control. You entered me again, fucked me so hard. Had to grip your biceps so I wouldn't slide. I literally had nothing else in me. No energy left to scream. You walked me to my car. Said it was my fault. I made you show me a little pain. So you would be all that I could think of when I boarded that plane. And that's her piece. That was my murder, she wrote.
Wow, murder. Those words, man. Those words. Well, in my opinion, you worried about how you were spit. I think you did a damn good job. I think you spit it very well. Loved it. Rolled off your tongue with ease. That is your comfort zone. So I see you easily didn't have a problem with that.
Well, I was thinking, based off of what she had put in here,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, "Fuck me wrong" would be better.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like that.
Because he fucked her, then put her on the plane.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's what I mean. That's what I got out of it.
Mm. I think she'll like that once she finds out what we named her piece.
Yeah. Definitely.
Pulmonologist.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
Excuse me, but this just in. My door is open and I'm hoping you come on in. My heart rate is racing and my blood is pumping. Anticipating the moment that you and I would share a circumference because I want to show you something. Nothing is left for discussion. You promised me the power of your femininity, and now I hope you ain't fronting. See, I've been going through your pages lately, and it's crazy how much they amaze me. I mean, damn, baby, it's like they be... Maybe... Just the way your pages... A lot of women...
Your grip is like a Fitbit on my dick, so make sure every stroke counts. I want to hear you pronounce every syllable in my name, first, middle, and last. And for that ass, it's coming out of this about crazy day. Our energy before G chemistry, powering a network of guilty pleasure as the comfort of your texture has me outgrowing what I normally measure. digging for treasure as my pistons begin to pump. Your flowetry makes me jump, but my flow is free, like a trunk. My arrogant black ain't no act. In fact, I was inspected, and the results rated me a P for poetically certified to crack that back.
And your beautiful black has been sexing my mental like you want me deep in you. So grab something to hold on to as I bow flex through your temple. You can bite my neck and scratch my back. You can change your cadence and rotate your radiance, but I would not detach you from the commitment of this match. Your ink has attacked my hormones. I think it's a foregone conclusion that we've been jonesing for the commingling of our illusions. My illusion is to govern your fusion. Dip my pen in you and write out my own constitution. Listening to you moan at my intrusion, but you got to be careful, though. My brushstroke can be confusing. But your smooth sailings has got me down for the cruise because your water soothes when I careen through. And as I do, my admiration for the landscapes of your hills and valleys creates the thrill of this finale. Now I'm hoping on to keep hope alive, but your glide has got me stroke, got my strokes tallied like 1 through 4. Then the cross mark is 5. Or you can count backwards from 5 down to 1. Either way you do the math, the rhythmic arithmetic of your pearl tongue summons me to come and splash. The smooth sailings of your waters got me inundating you with my oils and glazing my name all over that heart-shaped ass. And peace.
We on tonight. I'll make it more than pure delight. No panties, no thong, leaving that shit off. I'm bringing your pussy to you raw. With pleasure in his eyes, he jumped to his feet, imagining his treat. Red, bronze skin, naked and wet, he toiled with my nipples, forcing them erect, running over my hips, stroking my mouth, exploring every area landscape found. Wanting, needing his caress like a junkie, you gave me a taste, now I'm high. Too high, I don't want to come down. Chronic, nicotine, cocaine, I'm a fiend. How did you creep up into my bloodstream? Lost in my fantasy, sneaking his way into my interest, stroking and teasing, but no penetration. Rubbing this hardened bud in a luxurious persuasion, igniting sex, drive, vibrant temptation, swaying, teasing, tantalizing strokes to the beat of his drum. Moaning, swirling, inhaling this potion, aiding to his penile enhancement. Pounding and probing, seeking his affection, till I transfer energy into his direction. Kneeling before him in relentless, never-ending pleasure, I travel his ports, docking at each location. His desire for me increased dramatically, a beast within, but still a gentleman. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you long for. My lips collided upon his shaft, tracing his curves, drinking his pre-con, setting out with an intention to ravish him, leaving him breathless. His heat, my hunger, wave upon wave. He awoke from my storm as I sucked down his cum, flushed in the face, unwilling for the memory to fade his limb, pulsating in desire. And that's my piece.
Nice, very nice, very nice. I like the way that kind of went with the one I just did, too. I like that. That was dope.
Ladies,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Drip the Mic Presents Makeup Sex, where we make the mic drip. The dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to make this mic drip. Ladies and gentlemen, there's about 40 minutes left in the show. Sabrina, do you have something that you wanted to get off your chest?
We do have one more person, but they're actually, they just got in. So I was thinking maybe we could play another round or see if Poetic may have another piece.
Of course, Poetic has to go, right? So, yeah, he does have his show coming up. But if we if we do have another caller in, let's go ahead and get the first-time caller in, and then we'll pull in Poetic to see if he wants to do another piece before.
That caller's not ready yet. That's why I was asking if Poetic wanted to spit and then run.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we ask Poetic?
Ask Poetic what?
Poetic?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Do you want to put another piece, or are you on your show?
Oh, I'm not on my show yet. I could do another piece.
Okay.
Awesome.
Give me a second here. Okay. I'm going to do this piece called She's Mine, But I Can't Have Her.
Interesting.
Something has been so true. I'm in love with you. But the reality is, you belong to him. My chances were slim. Then you begged me to please your body. Make love to it just like I did your mind, but like a hobby. See, because you had professed your love to that man, while this man loses again. Except I always win because you lose control when I'm deep inside, and the cause creates the effect of you having two lovers. While I can only dream of holding you under covers. I mean, call me crazy or wrong, satisfying you all along paved the way to jealous thoughts and pain. The pain of seeing you kiss him in the rain. Me holding the door open as he drove away. You telling me so seductively you want me to come this way. Instead of using my brain to try to refrain from making love to another man's woman. Damn. Hold her over me, her hold over me so powerful. I knew I was falling in too deep and so delightful. Thinking of the way she feel, I done slipped on a banana peel and bumped my head. Cause no way I should be in love with a woman I can't have in my bed. That's it, I can't fight it no more. I'm in love with a woman I can't have no more. And dig this, she's my wife that I kiss. In peace.
You know, Poetic, you always come through here blazing and got my cleanup crew mopping the floors.
I mean, somebody got to do it. Might as well be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've been there before. I can relate. We've all been there before with that struggle.
Yes, sir.
You know, that struggle. Like we, you know, you're struggling between. You know what you can do as a man, and you know where that should be, what you should be doing with that. But at the same time, that man code kicks in,
right?
You know, and it comes in and causes that conflict, you know. So,
right.
No, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Man. I appreciate you for giving me another opportunity to spit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I can't wait. Man, listen, we got trouble later. We got something to address, brother.
Okay, brother. You know I'm all on it.
Yes, sir.
All on it. Because we got to. We got to let these women know that we do listen. Facts.
They can't be coming, through here on swag status like that.
Nah,
we don't play that shit. So.
Not at all. Not at all. Not
yes,
at
sir.
All.
Yes, sir. We will come. You in a minute, King.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
One love, one mic, yeah.
One mic.
Pulmonologist, do you have anything you would like to say? I was trying to give our last caller a chance to raise their hand.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, for the most part, I mean, it's been a phenomenal, phenomenal show. They are coming through. They are blazing a mic. All the callers that come through, we had Miss VIP come through. We had Miss Behaving come through here, and she misbehaves. Dr. Love started us off. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys didn't hear Dr. Love, if you wasn't here when he spit, shame on you. That was a hot, hot, phenomenal piece. We started off the show. The rundown was Tank, When We, Freak Me by Silk, Drip the Mic by yours truly, Aziz the Pulmonologist Robinson, and then a collabo was between myself and Subliminal. We rock like that. That was the opening of Drift and Mike, ladies and gentlemen. We hope that you guys enjoyed that. Subliminal, did you have anything else that you... Uh-oh. I think Ms. Natasha Chanel is ready.
Hello, Natasha Chanel. Hello, hello. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Hello,
how are
Natasha.
You?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming by the show. We just taking time and into the rest of it.
No problem. Of course, I was gonna come through. I didn't get to finish my piece though.
Right.
I didn't get to finish. As soon as I walked in the house, it was like a lot going on. So, just gonna say a piece that I did from last night.
All right, Natasha Chanel. With that being the case, Miss Natasha, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Can you make this?
Okay, I surely can.
Do us, queen.
So the piece is called Me and My Headphones. I want to do my thing, you know, that thing I practice in the mirror when I'm all alone and moving in nothing but a T-shirt and thong. Yeah, damn, that's my song. The one that makes me drop it low and twirl it around, come up slow. I want to use you to escape reality, even when you're screaming at me. Because the louder you are, I get a little bit wilder. Lose all control while I grind in bliss. It's a beat I just can't miss. Riding with my surfboard, yeah, as I stretch my vocal cords. I twirl my hips and pucker my lips. Look, my no hands before I pussy pop on the hand. Damn, you throwing that beat, and I'm trying to stay on my feet, but I don't know how much more my knees can take. So I might start getting slippery. It might start getting slippery, and I don't want an injury. So, DJ, play another law song so I can get my grinding on. I really like doing you when I get to slow wind. I want to make my booty move like a steak and turn around. Ooh, she got cake. Cake, cake, but it ain't my birthday. Fuck it. I'm going to throw that ass in a circle and bring it back slow and I do a reversal. Last song, but as long as I got my headphones on, I can last all night long. And peace.
Before you comment, can you say that booty part again? The booty part.
When I say I want to move my booty like a snake and turn around, ooh, she got cake.
Yeah, it's that part right there. That.
For those of y'all that don't know, the Pulmonologist is an ass freak. any verse about an ass popping, shaking, dropping, twerking, surfboarding, whatever that verse is, he gonna want to hear it over and over and over again.
I just thought it was brilliant the way, you know, the art and wordplay.
You opened the show with My Ass Is Like Serena's.
Oh, yeah. That was a dead giveaway right there. Dead giveaway.
Future back there, y'all. Yeah. But I thought that was a brilliant line. I thought that was brilliantly stated. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Exactly when you said that line. So brilliant.
No duh.
Thank you. Little said she is not surprised.
I'm not surprised, and I'm gonna get in trouble later.
And when you post that in the event page, you can make that line bigger than, like, you can make the word, the font on that line bigger than all the rest of the words.
I was so pretty in bold.
Exactly.
Capitalize it, everything.
Just put some
underline
some around
space.
It. Make it a brighter color than the rest of the writing. Like, that piece right there deserves its own portion. So, yeah.
So, I don't know what type of phone you got. Mine don't do all that. So, how about we just capitalize everything? I'll put the caps on it.
Just do what you can for me. Just do what you can for me.
Gotcha. Awesome. I gotcha.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Natasha Chanel came through and just blazed. Mike, what do you have going on? Do you have anything?
Yes, tonight I am co-hosting with Van on his show. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. Doing date night differently. That's at 9 o'clock. It is going to be how men do not listen.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, I am the one to say it, because y'all do not listen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who were not on either of the shows last week or did not quite hear, Natasha Chanel started a whole bunch of stuff. She just came through just instigating the whole boom. It was an innocent show, innocent conversation. She just came through sparking off a whole big mess about men don't listen. So it is definitely going to be a battle of the sexes. Coming up immediately following this radio, let's talk about it. Looking forward to a phenomenal show. Now, if you didn't look her piece, she is a troublemaker.
With her headphones on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, we really appreciate you coming through and making a mic trip for us this evening.
Thank you. You guys have a great night and great show, as always. This second one, I'm loving them.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
So, subliminal.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what we have going on, what we are lining up for next week?
So next week, Drip the Mic will present Guilty Pleasures. That's right. Guilty Pleasures. I can't wait to see what they're going to bring next week.
Wow. Yes, that's gonna be pretty.
I mean, I can only imagine what some of these guilty pleasures are.
Right. I mean, because we all have them. We all have these guilty pleasures. I can't wait to hear what some of these people bring to the mic. I guess I could kind of talk about one of my guilty pleasures. I could say a piece about one of my guilty pleasures.
Go ahead.
Okay. I call this Feed It to Me. Normally, I prefer you relax on your back when I snack on your womanhood just to be sure you're good and excited. Before my tongue goes to work, I tease and flirt, then kiss and slurp and slowly slip a finger inside it. But tonight is going to be of your guidance. You are my queen and my tongue is your throne, so show your ownership, hop on and ride it. She obliged this wish by mounting my lips with curiosity in her hips as if to welcome the change, lifting herself in range to accommodate my aim. Game on. Impatient into the race and is ready to taste. Hands are vice grips on her waist, locking her in place as I bury my face. Pussy lips spread, clit lifted.
breathe on it before I licked it. Kisses are teasing and trickling. Lip lock on your labia, and now my tongue is flicking it. Tenderly, we exchange kinetic energy. On bended knees, she rotates her hips back and forth forcefully. She begins to take the lead. Her aggressive hunger is obtaining what she needs. She begins locking her knees, interrupting my duty as I had to smack her on her duty to remind on her booty to remind her that I need to breathe. But this does not impede me when I'm being greedy. Loving how she feeds me, my kingdom becomes speedy. Now I pick up the pain. Quicker than rapid legs. Now slipping in between breathing soft ice cream is your room and it's that makes you my dairy queen. And your taste is to dream for, so this brings more of me sampling. My hands are clamping your apple ass along up on my palate. As your climax moans provides the evening ballad, her ballad encourages me to provide. I dive in under my stomach. Spirit soaking in the end like she needs it to be. Had me going in loving when she feeds it to me. And peace.
I have one thing to say.
Yes, love.
Our songs are so much better.
What? You know what? Don't start that. Don't start that shit.
Our songs are so much better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there anything you have to say to our listeners?
Well, I just would like to tell all of our listeners how much we appreciate them taking their time out this evening to call in to listen to the show. I see my big brother is out there. He had his hand raised for a minute, but he put it back down. AB, I see you, boy. I appreciate you calling in. Love you for that, big brother. And then my big brother, D, Demetrius, Chi-Town, I see he called in and he's still there. I appreciate you calling in and listening. To the poets, we would not have a show without you. We appreciate you coming through and blazing a mic, making our mic strip. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. I've been entertained. I've been honored. I've been blessed. I've been made sweat. It's just been a phenomenal show. How about yourself?
It's been a very, very, very phenomenal show. Like you say, thank you to all the listeners that come through. The Blaze, the Mic, these poets are just amazed. They have some of the most amazing work. The wordplay, how they make it flow. I'm honored and very, very humbled at the same time that you guys actually took time out to come and be a part of the show.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, one more announcement that we do have to make. We want you to keep an eye out. Coming next month, Lady Subliminal will be hosting her own show. Her and another host. We want your support. We need your support. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. We're going to get you more details next week. She'll be the queen in charge, the quarterback. She'll be taking guys home, and we'll be looking forward to making sure that we make sure that Subliminal has our full support and that her show is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I've got so many ideas in my head that I'm having a hard time writing them down. They come so fast.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to tell you thank you, peace and love. Please be sure and tune in next week when our subject will be guilty pleasures. Think about what yours is. You have a week to do that. I'm going to sign off. I am Aziz, the pulmonologist. This has been Drip the Mic Presents Makeup Sex. Subliminal.
Tanani, your co-host, Subliminal. And we're going to take you out of here with something that the pulmonologist didn't want me to play, but I'm playing it anyway. Some Marsha Ambrosia.
Oh, my God.
Let me do you.